Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, January 20th, 2025. Happy MLK Day. It's also Inauguration Day. Imagine the speech Dr. King would give if he were alive and in Washington, D.C. today. Well, on that note, let's start the day with some good news from Frenchman Bay Conservancy.
Hi, I'm Aaron Doherty. I'm the executive director of Frenchman Bay Conservancy. We're a nonprofit land trust with our office located in Hancock and a mission to conserve distinctive ecosystems, lands, and waters for the benefit of all in the Union River and Frenchman Bay watersheds east of the Hancock County line. And what we're talking about today is an exciting grant opportunity that we just received some funding from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's a $1 million award for restoration at the Jordan River Preserve in Trenton. And for those of you who don't know this location, you might remember it as a former Bar Harbor golf course. It was an 18-hole course and part of a larger property that included some condo units. And we ended up buying just the land along the water as well as the old clubhouse building. And that was done with support from Fish and Wildlife Service just over a year ago, as well as partner organizations and a lot of support from individuals and grant-making foundations. And in fact, it was the largest acquisition in terms of dollars for Frenchman Bay Conservancy at the time. So it was a big lift for us. And we bought it knowing that it had some restoration potential, some real opportunities, if only we could raise additional money to make that happen. So long story short, you know, fast forward to today, we've now gotten support from Fish and Wildlife Service. We've got an organization or a business called Interfluve. They work all across the country. They're restoration specialists. And so what they're going to be doing this year is removing a man-made impoundment on the old pond that's on the golf course, which had really choked off salt marsh many years ago, going back to probably the 1960s. And if you look at aerial imagery from the earliest days that imagery is available back in the 1940s, you can see that this salt marsh that stretches throughout the Jordan River, particularly on that northwestern side of Jordan River, on the Trenton side there, used to extend even further into what has become the golf course. And over time, you know, before the Clean Water Act and before the regulations that would prevent this sort of thing, that was dammed and it made an interesting pond. But, you know, we're taking this opportunity to really rewild the place and looking forward to it. So that berm's going to come out, fresh water on that section is going to go away. And not only will it allow for immediate salt marsh restoration, the important thing is that it's also going to allow for salt marsh migration over time, because as the sea level rises, as you'd imagine, the shoreline is going to move. And if it has no place to go, then the animals and plants that depend upon that habitat are going to disappear. And so thankfully, this opportunity allows for salt marsh migration. It allows for daylighting of one of the streams to the south, a tributary into the Jordan River, supporting a number of important species in the region. And so we're really glad to do this. And I think more than anything, we're excited to bring people to the place, invite people to see this place, children and families, and just witness a real transformation of the landscape from one that has been used for various human uses since colonial days, most recently as a golf course. But now we're entering a new chapter and it's rewilding. And I think that's pretty exciting to see. We always encourage people to support their local land trust. And so we work in the region from Ellsworth to Gouldsboro in the Schoodick Peninsula, all the way up north through the upper reaches of the Union River watershed. And for those of you in that region, or those of you who pass through that region and you want to support our work, check us out online at frenchmanbay.org. There's other land trusts around as well, Blue Hill Heritage Trust, Down East Coastal Conservancy, Maine Coast Heritage Trust. So support your local land conservation organization. You can find us online, as I mentioned. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so Frenchman Bay Conservancy, and we'd love to have your support. Thank you.
That was Aaron Doherty, Executive Director of Frenchman Bay Conservancy, frenchmanbay.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.